Anchor chair at the CBS Evening News for two decades, ending in 1981, has died following a long illness. He was 92. ABC's Bill Blakemore remembers Cronkite.
Cronkite became America's leading observer, famously avuncular, kind but no nonsense, the experienced eye. As the 1960s stretched on, more assassinations and demonstrations, the national agonies of Vietnam, youthful draft-era upheavals. Walter Cronkite took the nation through it all.
Investigators in Indonesia are looking for the mastermind of Friday's suicide bombings at two American hotels in Jakarta. At least four of the dead were foreigners. Several Americans were among the wounded. ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk.
Keeping one step ahead of the cops, Nordin Mohammed Top is a man Indonesian officials believe is behind the blasts. Living in the shadows for years, he's wanted for helping plan the Bali bombings in 2002. It's thought he struck out on his own after a split with the Islamic extremist group Jamaah Islamiyah over strategy disagreements. This latest attack claimed nine, including the two suicide bombers. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Take me home. Good morning.
A couple of spacewalkers from the shuttle Endeavour head out later today to install a deck on Japan's huge space lab, the first of five spacewalks planned during the shuttle mission. Paul McCartney told the crowd at Citi Field, the Mets' new home, last night, "Long time since I've been here." Citi Field, the successor to Shea Stadium, where the Beatles played an historic concert in 1965. Last night, McCartney played more than 30 songs covering the Beatles, Wings, and his solo work. You're listening to ABC News.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn. The same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-335-1656. 1-800-335-1656. For your free demo, call 1-800-335-1656.
Pope Benedict is said to be resting comfortably after breaking his wrist in his Alpine vacation home, learning to cope with the cast on his right arm. You might want to get some tips from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who's coping with a broken elbow on a three-day visit to India. Some call it hot in the West. A scorcher today, says ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
The old cliche, it's hot enough to fry an egg, might actually be true today. Some areas right outside of L.A. could get close to 110 degrees. Staying cool is a must. Norm Johnson is trying.
Drink a lot more water. We try to stay indoors when we can.
The county of Los Angeles has issued a heat warning. Cooling centers are available for anyone who can't beat the heat on their own. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Have you noticed mailboxes disappear from street corners all across America? Some folks in Maine have. Well, she can write one, but today she might have a hard time finding a mailbox. They've been disappearing at a rate of 60 a day. More than 188,000 have been removed this decade. Email and online bill paying have caused a dramatic drop in mail volume. The town of Otisfield, Maine was notified its only mailbox would be removed this month. That hasn't gone over very well. They've blocked it with a snowplow and backhoe, and town officials are threatening to chain themselves to the blue box if necessary. The Postal Service has decided to leave it for now, pending further review. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
This is ABC News.
The Chrysler Jeep and Dodge summer clearance is here. Get in now and drive home in a Chrysler Jeep or Dodge vehicle with generous cash allowances or low APR long-term financing on select vehicles. Plus, get our best-in-the-business lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. So hurry, come see the deals we've built for you at the Chrysler Jeep and Dodge summer clearance. Financing for well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. See dealer for a copy of limited warranty and details. Not transferable. Not available on SRT and certain fleet vehicles. Chrysler Jeep and Dodge are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Joan Bennett, ABC News. From the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL. Here's your forecast for Saturday. We'll have a 50% chance of rain today with a high of 94 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 78 and a 20% chance of rain. And Sunday, afternoon highs will be 94 degrees with a 50% chance of afternoon thundershowers. That's the Saturday forecast on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL, where you can hear Bob Brinker later today, 4 to 6 p.m. on AM 1300 WMEL.
It's Lou Dobbs, weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 p.m. on AM 1300 WMEL. Joining Lou in the Independent Nation on Monday will be a congressman who's tired of the Obama administration hiring czars for everything. He wants the funding shut off. Also, Scott Rasmussen of the Rasmussen Report will discuss President Barack Obama's poll numbers. As always, Lou takes your phone calls to discuss the issues that matter the most, Monday 3 to 6 on AM 1300 WMEL.
Bringing you the best in local high school sports. Join the Friday Night Locker Room every Friday night somewhere on the Space Coast for the Mike Erdman Nissan Game of the Week. This week, it's a special Saturday edition of the Friday Night Locker Room. The Rockledge 9- and 10-year-old All-Stars take on DeBerry. It's a Little League doubleheader. First game starts at 10 a.m. on the all-new home of the Friday Night Locker Room, the award-winning AM 1300 WMEL.
Hello, I'm a radio.
And I'm a TV.
We both give you the news.
And we both give you our opinions.
And we both let you call in and challenge us.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Call in, challenge, what is this?
All right, you don't take calls.
From people, the public?
Oh, no, no, that's too risky.
Well, for TV it is. Radio never had a problem with people.
No, you have no problem. Look at me, I'm a radio. I take calls. I can be in your car.
TV, whoa,
sorry, the cable's down again.
I better put on the radio and find out why.
Oh, shut up.
AM 1300 WMEL.
This is Bold Talk Business Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of Bold Marketing Solutions, Donna Anselmo.
Donna Anselmo. Donna Anselmo.
Good morning. This is Donna Anselmo, your host of Bold Talk Business Radio. Today, we are here to share some more insights, strategies, tips, and tools for small business owners, entrepreneurs, business professionals, and job seekers who are looking to share their information with others, to hear some information that's happening out in the business world, to figure out what they can do to enhance their business growth and career success. Today, we have two Florida entrepreneurs, actually. To sharpen that down a little bit, we actually have two Melbourne, Florida entrepreneurs here with us this morning. One is Gene Newell. Welcome, Gene, from Newco Enterprises. Gene is the founder of Newco Enterprises, and she has some very interesting products she's taken to market. And we also have Lori Reeder, who is the founder of Lovable Lookalike Dolls, another awesome and fun product that she has recently brought to market. So welcome, ladies. Thanks for being here on Bold Talk Business Radio this morning.
Well, thank you for having us. Good morning.
Good morning. So, Gene, let's start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about your business, about Newco Enterprises, and what your products are?
Yes, Donna, thanks. I started my business a few years ago. I was actually a real estate agent for 35 years, and I jokingly say that I didn't know how I'd been in business for 35 years because I was only 39 years old, but that was another story. I invented a product to help us in real estate because we were carrying so many electronic devices. So I came up with a wearable organizer that looked a little bit more stylish and more professional that you could wear around your waist and hold four or five electronic devices and daily essentials. That's how it got started, and I've turned it into a marketing and manufacturing company, and I hope to expand to take other entrepreneurs' inventions on in the future.
That's interesting. I know that I saw you at a trade show, one of the women's groups first, and you had your product laid out there, and I saw that the women there were very interested in them. So how did you figure out so much that you were going to be able to go from a real estate market to people in general?
Well, that was kind of a turn of events, and when I do mentor other entrepreneurs, I tell them to keep your eyes and ears open because you never know when your product is actually going to expand and become a completely different avenue, or a completely different product in a different avenue. As I said, my original intent was to invent this product called the PUP for personal utility pouch for real estate agents. But as it turned out, I guess all of us, whether you're in real estate or not, are carrying too many devices around with us. And I was hearing from real estate agents after they would buy one, they would call me the next day and get an order two or three more, and I'd say, why? You know, as the entrepreneur in me, I'm questioning why I'm making sales. So they would say, well, I took my pup home and my daughter or my son or my spouse took it because they wanted to use it, and then they named various other reasons, and for travel or for kids with their toys. And I thought, my gosh, I hadn't thought about that. So basically my customers told me the next arm or the next avenue that this product was going to be developed in.
So one of the things that you did that really helped you to grow your business was to look at how to be open to wider thoughts and broader thinking about what you're actually bringing to market and to bringing your customer feedback into the process.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, normally when you start a product, you want to have a focus group, and you find out, you know, my focus group was with real estate agents. Well, naturally, we talked about the product and the size and things like that, but we hadn't really opened it up to other people and said, what would you think of this product? So sometimes just having it in a completely different, you know, focus group might be something you never thought about. I now have orders from hospitals. I have nurses in Canada at large hospitals, and one in Jacksonville wearing the pup because they have no pockets in their uniforms now. And I also have people that park cars wearing them. So, I mean, there you go.
Jean, you did something interesting with customer feedback, in that you actually created a second product based on the feedback that you got about your first product. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yes, the pup was originally designed to wear around the waist, although you could wear it across the body or on the shoulder. And I made the strap long enough so it would fit most adults and even down to a small child. But as years went by and people were giving me their suggestions, they were telling me that they were taking the straps, and some people were cutting them off or tucking them in the back zippered compartment and using the pup strictly as a drop-in organizer for a larger tote or purse. And I thought, well, that's interesting, and it's great that they're doing that, but I think I could come up with something better. So I thought the next generation I will invent one that the straps actually come off. So I invented a bag called the Gizmo Bag, which ended up being a little bit larger than the pup. They're approximately 6x9, so it gives you, the listening audience, an idea. And I found a way to actually use the removable strap to lock into the zipper pull, so now it almost like locks the zipper from opening. So when you're traveling and so forth, you can actually attach this and unlock it in place. So yes, it was just customer feedback, and all of a sudden you have to listen. And I think as a small entrepreneur, that's one of the advantages we have, is we can listen and we can react to what we're hearing from our customers.
Lori Reeder, you're founder of Lovable Lookalike Dolls. Tell us a little bit about your product. Give us a visual. Can you start by describing what your product is and then tell us a little bit about how you came to develop it?
Absolutely. Good morning. It is a 24-inch soft, cuddly doll, and what's unique about the doll is the face is actually blank, and you hot press a photo of whomever you want on the face and the back of the head as well. Originally, I came up with the idea because I have four children, and they all wanted me to lay with them in bed at night. And I'd go from room to room to room, and it would take an hour or more ritual. And I said one night, I need one of me for all of you. And it popped into my head, and the Lovable Lookalike doll was born. I originally intended it for children. So you could put mom on it, dad, grandma, if she doesn't live here. It's great for military families. Children in daycare can put it in their backpack. If Nana doesn't live here, sweetheart's best friend. But now I ventured into Alzheimer's patients are using them for caregivers. I've done bereavement dolls and elderly loneliness. So it's evolved into, besides just the market which I had focused on children, it's now for Alzheimer's and the elderly, like I said. And you can get a voice chip with it, too. So say your child's in the hospital, They can have mom or dad with them, and on the voice chip, you can leave a message, sing a song, say a prayer, and you can change the message. And you can also put a message on the shirt. It comes with jeans and a white shirt, and on the shirt you can put mommy's boy or I love mommy or whatever you'd like.
Yeah, well, having those customizable options, the shirts, I know that you have outfits that somebody was to go to your website, which I know is www.lovablelookalike.com, they would be able to see not only the dolls that they could order, but special outfits. How did you come to decide what types of outfits to order, what the look and feel of the doll should be? Were you able to talk to clients? Who did you pull on this when you were developing your doll?
Absolutely. I came up with the idea, and I actually didn't act on it for about 2 years. My kids were smaller at the time, and I didn't have the time to focus on what it takes to bring an idea to a product, to a small business. And finally, one day, I decided to do it, and I actually surveyed my friends, people that I knew, people that I came in contact with, men, women, children, all of different economic classes, to see what they thought of the idea. And everyone would look at me for about 3 seconds, say, "Oh my gosh, that's a great idea." Then I had a friend who was adopting a baby from Guatemala, international adoption. So we made a doll of her with her voice, and we sent it to the baby, because when you adopt internationally, you usually don't get the child for about 6 to 9 months. So we sent the doll, and by the time she picked up her child, 9 months later, the little baby knew her voice and her face. So that is what I did. I made sure that it was something that people would want, and they did, and everyone who said they thought it was a great idea bought a doll.
That's amazing. You know, in terms of being able to start a business with limited resources, a lot of times entrepreneurs are starting on a shoestring.
Definitely.
And to be able to do some of the same things that big companies are doing. When big companies go and they take a product to launch, they do a lot of market research. They typically hire a market research firm to go out and get information and poll potential customers and prospects and do studies and analyses of the competition and figure out who has what product and how you're going to stack up in terms of the market, and also how you want to position yourself in the market, whether, for instance, you're going to be an economy sale, whether you're going to be a luxury sale. But what you did was interesting, because on a small budget, you were able to create basically a marketing focus group just by polling your friends, and that's pretty cool.
Yes, and the doll replaces like a blankie. Like, you know, kids get attached to their blankie. So this isn't a doll just for girls. This is definitely a gender-friendly doll where I've sold to plenty of little boys where a little boy was going to daycare and the mom literally had to peel the child off of her every time she dropped him off. So we made him a doll, and he took mommy with him to daycare, and at rest time took her out of the backpack and at rest time laid with her. So it's definitely a gender-friendly doll and replaces the blankie.
Lori, tell me a little bit about how you get your product out to market. Where do you find your customers?
Mostly on the internet. I was doing a lot at the holidays of craft fairs and holiday marketplaces and trying to get out in the public eye. But I have done a lot of things through the internet with search engine optimization, trying to link with other sites of drawing traffic to my site. So I've actually received orders from all over the country. People are finding me on the internet is one of my avenues that I'm doing, a big avenue that I'm doing, besides word of mouth and, like I said, different craft shows and holiday marketplaces and things like that.
This is Donna Anselmo at Bold Talk Business Radio. We are on 1300 AM WMEL, the Talk to Me station. One of our guests today that you have been hearing from is Lori Reeder, founder of Lovable Lookalike Doll, and we're also here with Jean Newell, who is founder of Nuco Enterprises and designer and inventor of the Pup personal utility pouch and the Gizmo. Jean, you have become noted for doing seminars and showing people how to take products to market. You've been extremely successful in getting your products out to the masses. Can you talk a little bit about how you got to that point and what you're doing?
Yes, when I meet with entrepreneurs, I tell them you basically have to start small and then expand out. A lot of people forget to do the basics. And the basics, as we know, we've been talking about this, the word of mouth is the key to everything. And word of mouth means a lot of different things. Blogging is word of mouth.
Twittering is word of mouth. And when you also have an interview on a television or a radio show, that's technically word of mouth. So the point is to get everything out there as fast as you can on a limited budget. And a lot of people forget about themselves. So I say first start with yourself. And if it's wearing T-shirts or jackets or hats with your emblem, with your website, you're walking around all day long, going to stores and doing your errands, you might as well be advertising your site and your company. Now, of course, there's some companies you can't do that. If you're an investment banker, I don't think it would look good to have your logo printed on a T-shirt. But we're talking about... Maybe on your tie. But those are the kind of things. Then expand out from that. Get yourself a nice, attractive, magnetic name badge, because I used to wear one all the time in real estate, and I'd be standing in Publix and somebody'd start talking to me, and you're a little bit more approachable if you're in a bank or Publix or something like that, and you're wearing a name badge and people start asking you about your business. And I used to sell houses maybe at least 2 a year just from wearing a name badge, because people make that contact and start talking to you. So a name badge, then the magnetic signs are wrapping your car, things like that, and you'll start expanding out where people will recognize you. I get people honking and waving at me all the time with the thumbs up. Some people actually put the pump up in the window and show me that they have one of my products. So it's those little things that we forget to do, because we think, oh, well, it's not going to help my business. But all those little things help market and get your name out there, and then start going to as many local craft shows or anything like that, where you can set up a tent, and for a little bit of an entry fee, you can find out, you know, what if you've got the right colors, and you get a little bit of a focus group on top of making sales at the same time.
Right, and you can, when you're doing focus groups, if you want to get feedback, you can ask people with a small incentive. I mean, it can be as small as giving them a candy bar, you know, to offering them a free dinner somewhere, or a copy if you're an author, you're writing a book, or you have a free sample of a product. But use that as a way of getting feedback, because the more feedback you have on your business, or on your product, the better able you're going to be to make sure that it's relevant to the people you want to sell it to. Jean, tell us a little bit about what you did, how you went from doing the craft fairs to getting on QVC. What's involved with that?
Well, that's a real long story, but in a nutshell, what you have to do is, they do have a submission process online, and I did that 5 times with HSN and got turned down 5 times, and I went through, actually I did the submission time once, but I found agents, and there's agents out there that represent QVC and HSN, and these are usually employees that have worked for them in the past and now have branched out, either they've been laid off or whatever the reason, but they've branched out and they now know the ins and outs of the HSN and QVC. That's probably an easier way to get on. And then there's other ways, QVC and HSN and even some of the major retail stores, at least once a year they have a product, what would you call it, like a show or an invention type show where you can show your, okay, I can't even think of the name of it.
A casting. I went to a casting in Chicago. Kelly Ripa and her husband have a production company, and it was for women entrepreneurs with new products and inventions. I went to a casting.
That's right, and they let you set up a table, they come around and talk to you, and I've been to several of those too, and that's another way to get your product out there. There's so many different various ways of getting discovered, and they all have...
It's endless, isn't it?
I always tell people, though, if the opportunity... This is the way it is in my life. If they say, all right, this is what you have to do to accomplish this task, and here's the line, go stand over here in this line. If I stand in that line, it never happens for me. I have to make my own line. I have to go through a window when the door of opportunity is closed. You have to start thinking a little bit more creative. Figure out ways that you can do things that maybe not everyone else is doing it that way, and you'll be at the head of the line, and you'll get noticed a lot faster than trying to do everything the legitimate way.
Absolutely.
My son recently graduated from the University of Miami's architecture department, and they had this graduation speaker was Marion Wright Edelman from the Children's Defense Fund. I want to share with you her wonderful imparting of wisdom, which was, never assume that a door is closed. push on it. And I loved that. I just thought that was an awesome visual for those kids to take away. Push on the door and keep moving. Lori, you were mentioning that you went to a casting call. I know that you went to a casting call for TLC recently. While you were there, you managed to get on television on the Chicago TV news station. Tell us how that happened.
Yes, everyone was there. You got a 30-second spot where they videotaped you, and you got to pitch your product. And towards the afternoon, I was actually, it's a cute story, I was about to leave. I had all my dolls packed up because I had four of them in their different outfits, pajamas, camouflage, a dress, jogsuit, sitting in a little beach chair. So most people were coming over to me to look at the dolls, and I had one of Kelly Ripa, and they loved that one. And I was about to leave and pack up my stuff, and I saw the news people coming in, and I said, you know what? I'm going to go back in there. It was towards the end of the day. Hardly anybody was left. And sure enough, as soon as they set up, they saw my dolls. They came right over, asked me all about them. I got to show them on TV, explain them, tell them that I was from Florida, and I flew into Chicago, especially for the casting, and that was very exciting. And then I also applied for another casting for a new reality show that is going to be on TV on ABC, and I am a finalist. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I am in the last part of the tank to be picked for a show, and I will find out within the next week, and I'll be out in L.A. for 4 days filming that.
And once that happens, your product will have achieved national recognition in a pretty short time, in under a year, on a very small budget. And you found out about the casting calls by searching the internet. So if you want to share the name of the website that you got the casting call information from, Lori?
I do. I actually got it from two different ways. Like Jean said about networking, I have been networking with numerous groups throughout the county for the last 9 months. And so one of my networking groups sent me the link about one of the casting calls. The other one I found on is called the Mom Inventors, mominventors.com, and a book that I use to help my get my product, my idea to a product to a business is called the Mom Inventors Handbook, and it basically was my Bible. This woman did a wonderful job of writing this book with every website from A to Z of how to get manufacturing, sales, registering yourself as a business. She really did a wonderful job. And
That book is by Tamara Monosoff. We have about 2 minutes left.
Yes.
And so what I wanted to do was to give you an opportunity, both of you, to share your website and contact information. So, Lori, we had said your website is www.lovablelookalike.com. Your telephone number is
321-288-3873, and I'm happy to talk to anyone about emailing a doll in through my website, a photo, and how to get your doll processed within 10 days.
Jean, how about your contact information?
Well, I have two websites. One is for aspiring entrepreneurs. I've got a lot of free information on there and ways to get started, and that is www.jeannewell.com. That's JeanNewell.com. And then my product website is lovemypup.com. And that's LoveePup.com. I didn't even spell it this morning. LoveePup.com. And that's the products that I invented. And I would be also happy to speak with anyone that's listening today, and maybe between Lori and I, we can get them in the right direction.
Absolutely, be happy to.
Okay. This is Donna Anselmo at Bold Talk Business Radio. Thank you for being with us this week.
Thank you for having us, Donna.
Oh, you're welcome. Donna. That was wonderful.
It's Clark Howard, weekdays 2 to 3 p.m. on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL. Listening to Clark Howard is like having your own consumer affairs office for travel deals, cell phone plans to buy, refinancing your home, credit card problems, plus hundreds of other topics to help you daily. It's like a Christmas gift in July that'll have you saving green. Clark Howard, weekdays 2 to 3 p.m. on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300.
Hello, friends. This is Steve Erlanger, publisher of the Hometown News. Hometown News has been voted one of the top three community newspapers in the country for six straight years. Do you know why? Well, you will when you read it. Join over 120,000 of your friends and neighbors and sign up for your free subscription. Call now, 866-913-NEWS, or go to hometownnewsol.com. Your local edition of Hometown News will be delivered to your home each week for free. The most local news, great offers, and specials from area merchants for free.
It's Duke and the Doctor.